Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrory with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Reconstruction of the Mitchell Expressway in Fairbanks has reached a milestone, but the project is going to run a little longer than anticipated. Following 2 months of closures, Department of Transportation Northern Region spokesperson Caitlin Fry says traffic resumed this morning on most of the 6 mile east-west running highway.
Open in both directions, except the parks bound lanes between University and Geist. That will continue to be closed.
Fry says the 2 mile section needs to remain closed for up to a month longer to complete repair of the bridge over the Chena River,
taking significantly longer than we expected it to.
Built in 1975, Fry says the bridge is the oldest of 9 along the expressway and needs major work.
Putting in some additional reinforcements in basically 2 different areas. One is where the piers meet up with the bridge, and then they're also going to be putting some additional reinforcements in between girders.
Fry says the bridge work requires detouring westbound traffic down University Avenue and across Geist Road.
Continuing to keep this section of the road closed is going to have a big impact on a lot of people's commute.
The bridge work will add to the cost of the already over $17 million Mitchell Expressway reconstruction project. A group of Alaskans unhappy with Governor Mike Dunleavy met yesterday to discuss launching a recall campaign. Alaska Public Media reports that one of the recall organizers, Mike Mason, spoke to a crowd of over 100 people who gathered last night at an Anchorage bookstore.
This is a ruinous, economically devastating set of vetoes that this governor has handed down. He's violated the Constitution, he's incompetent, and he's unfit for office, and we're going to tell him that.
The event was originally intended to kick off a signature gathering effort, but organizers say they put the official launch on hold until August 1st due to, quote, overwhelming public interest. Under Alaska statute, the grounds for a recall are lack of fitness, incompetence, neglect of duties, or corruption. And according to co-organizer Nathaniel Markowitz, they need more time to legally vet a 200-word recall statement in their application.
We have no doubt that this is going to result in a legal fight. So it's a matter of winnowing that statement of grounds down to our strongest 200 words.
Just to apply for recall, organizers would have to collect signatures from 10% of the number of voters in the last general election, or about 28,000 names. To actually hold a recall election, they would need to gather signatures from 25% of the number of voters, or over 70,000 signatures. The recall effort is backed by the Political Action Committee Future North. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrory.